It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Tuesday, March 13th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is brought to you by Pro Voice Tracks. Culturally or politically on the planet, not much is being observed today. So I'll mention we're presently in International Hamburger and Pickle Month during what's also World Clown Week.
Hey, look who's skating. It's Ronald McDonald, the Hamburger Happy Clown. Here he comes.
And it's Play the Recorder Month in the U.S. The state of Tennessee put a new law on the books on today's date in 1925. The Butler Act, as it was known, went into effect. It outlawed teaching, quote, any theory that denies the story of the divine creation of man as taught in the Bible, and to teach instead that man has descended from a lower order of animals. The high school football coach and substitute science teacher in Dayton, Tennessee, John T. Scopes, will be politely arrested 7 weeks later.
Last night, groups of cheering Nazis tore up the borderline posts along the Austrian-German border to signify that it is now but one nation.
It was on yesterday's date in 1938 that the Nazis strolled into Austria, but it was today that Hitler announced the annexation, or Anschluss, and today when the descriptions and world reactions began hitting the airwaves.
Far into the night, Hitler had talked with Foreign Secretary von Ribbentrop and other high German officials. As he was talking with them, an unidentified man fired at Nazi stormtroopers from a window and then shot himself dead. Later, at a downtown cafe, a man got up from a table, shouted Heil Hitler, and then stabbed himself. And over in London, great alarm is felt over the Austrian situation. Diplomats are watching every move of Hitler. Prime Minister Chamberlain is determined to match Germany gun for gun before openly pledging Britain's support of Czechoslovakia against German invasion.
It was today in 1958 that The Long Hot Summer opened in theaters.
Well, that's all right. I'm a quiet living man myself.
Oh, I only know one reason for living quiet. That's if you're too old to live any other way.
Paul Newman there with Lee Remick. Joanne Woodward got some fine lines in as well.
Well, don't throw in the towel yet, Agnes, dear. Those tranquilizers may see us through yet.
Wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low.
This very day and yesterday in 1971, the Allman Brothers Band recorded shows at a by then well-known venue in Manhattan's East Village. It will become a big-time rock LP at Fillmore East. Birthdays today, Sammy Kaye, 1910, L. Ron Hubbard, 1911, and Al Jaffe, 1921.
They say that breaking up is hard to do.
And Neil Sedaka, born this day in 1939 in Brooklyn. Finally, for this 13th day of March, it was today in 1986 that a Seattle-based software company had its IPO. It was and is MSFT on the NASDAQ, and its initial share price was $21. It will split 9 times, that one share becoming 288 shares. As of today, that $21 Microsoft investment is worth $7,860, give or take. The Audio Escape Almanac is a weekday presentation of Pro Voice Tracks. Theme music courtesy of SCS Media at strategiccontent.net. More about the Butler Act in Tennessee, the Scopes trial, and a link to the Microsoft IPO calculator should you want to play the What If game, plus an email link for your comments about the Almanac. All at provoicetracks.com/almanac.
Hitler arose this morning at 2:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and his breakfast consisted of 2 glasses of milk, a cup of chocolate, and 2 prunes in a roll.